100 altogether.
There's a ton, yeah.
But this is the final new one, and I think it ends happily.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I never thought I'd give so much second thought to marriage. I mean, I'm excited to be engaged, but if someone told me that I could buy something, but half of the time it doesn't work, I wouldn't buy it. So why do so many people still roll the dice? Marriage, it's the ultimate double dare. And people like to take chances. Well, looks like Thomas and I are going for it. Come on, 7.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Way to go, Gail.
Please clap.
How many do you figure were produced? Hundreds?
600.
Oh, 600?
Yeah. And what's amazing about it is that there were, I mean, most of them were funny, original, and relatable. One of the most amazing things I've ever run on the radio. With 8 days left till Christmas, now we gave you fair warning back in August, even earlier than that. Why not think ahead till Christmas so you don't go into Christmas time stressed out about that special person you have to shop for? Or maybe somebody you want to give a nice gift to, like, oh, maybe something that represents their passion for the greatest rivalry in sports. When you walk inside the front doors at Bryan Jewelry, to your left and right are individual showcases that celebrate that rivalry with the most unbelievable and beautiful merchandise you'll ever see representing any school. Lots of ideas there for men and women. That's one possibility. They have a huge selection. What they do have more than anybody else is experience. 6 decades plus, 63 years, I believe, is the precise number. Bryan Jewelry, growing with the preferred community from a tiny little town to the thriving metropolis of today. And with that growth, bringing people from all over the river region to take advantage of the selection and the service. You know, once you buy from them, you're a family member for life. Free care and cleaning on anything you buy for the lifetime that you own it. And also at Bryan Jewelry, a club. You can get to that online at BryanJewelry.com. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more with Lynn and Kenny and the great team at Bryan Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville. At 7:04.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Still raining out there this morning. We have dropped, you and I were talking about how cold, 10 degrees in the last hour, and the winds have picked up to 16 miles an hour now. You can feel the cold air rushing in. We're behind the cold front. The rain continues for, you know, another couple of more hours through the rush hour, and then we're done with the rain, and temperatures fall to the mid-40s by about, let's say, sunset, if not colder. Low temperature by this time tomorrow morning will be around 29, but the wind chill factor will be closer to 20. Tomorrow's high with sunshine, barely up to about 49. Then we'll fall back to the 20s on Wednesday night.
Oh, they're showing footage of that, of the damage.
Yeah, two of the worst towns hit were Alexandria, Louisiana. Oh, look at that. It just came up on the font. Yeah, Alexandria, Louisiana, and Columbia, Mississippi, from a supercell thunderstorm that went through South Mississippi. So it was. Now, I remember this was a tornado emergency they declared because we saw it on the radar, and I said, oh, my gosh, and it's going right for Alexandria. This is going to be awful. Fortunately, nobody died in Alexandria. We're watching the TV coverage of the tornadoes. Looks like we're back to the mid-50s by Thursday and Friday. Right now, this morning, northwest winds at 16, and the rain is still falling. Kind of a nasty morning. 56 now, 7:05.
Quick question. I posted your video on my Facebook page today, as I always do. I didn't get a chance to watch all of it. I caught the first part, but you were looking ahead till Christmas. How is that shaping up?
Right now, Christmas Day looks dry and storm-free, which is a good thing. That may change, but it looks pretty good right now. And it looks mild, very mild. Temperatures in the 60s, perhaps. Wow. And then maybe a big deal storm system on the 28th, possibly severe. Let's talk about our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body. They're my friends because they've been servicing me for over 30 years. It's true. I'm not kidding. Just ask Brandon Turner or Donnie Turner. They've been checking out my vehicles and shaking their heads and saying, "How'd this happen?" for 30 years, and they've been in business for 35 years. And why do people keep coming back? And how can a business in the paint and body business stay afloat for that long? It's because they don't fool around. They do things the right way, and they work well with the insurance company, and they work well with the customers as well, who love their work because they're so meticulous. It's not just the damage you see, it's the damage you don't see as well. And when you get that phone call that your car is ready to be picked up, it is going to be detailed just like it came off the showroom floor. The phone number is easy, because when you're in a wreck, you know, your mind gets fluttered, you know, like 27 wreck with the W. That's easy to remember. 27 wreck with the W. They're off the Eastern Boulevard in East Shirley Lane. Montgomery Paint and Body are the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
This is a good news story from Tampa, where a 13-year-old girl named Caitlin Lopez, who's autistic and nonverbal, when she was three, doctors said she'd probably never speak.
Mm-hmm.
That changed this month. And it's all because of her neighbor's massive Christmas display. They went big this year with about 200,000 lights that are all synchronized and set to music. And while Caitlin was sitting in the middle of them, she started to talk.
Really?
Yeah. First, she described some of the decorations. Then she jumped out of her chair and yelled, "Santa is coming." Oh, my God. This is going to choke me up here. Her mom was totally caught off guard because it was the first time she had ever heard her daughter's voice.
So it had a great effect rather than a...
Very much so, yeah.
Huh.
That was a little over a week ago, and Caitlin is still talking. It gives her family a lot of hope. Somebody from the Ellen Show heard about it and got in touch, and they may be making an appearance there, and knowing Ellen, she'll probably do something very nice.
Isn't there a warning on the Star Wars trailer about seizures, possible seizures?
There could be. Yeah. I don't know. You know, the flashing, lights flashing, that sort of thing. I know that there is, was it Mandalorian? It was something I watched recently that said there's a strobing effect.
That could be just
a heads up to parents.
Wear sunglasses when I walk into his house.
for the strobing effect could induce seizures. So
I go in there, hang out for half an hour, and I come out darker. Somebody UV rays emanating from the media wall. It is an experience. Warning maroons later on. Oh, and one of our listeners.
Somebody got excited.
Let me see if I can find this real quick here. Suzanne Booth found a morning maroon from Prattville.
So
I need you to help me remember this one.
My hometown.
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened?
Oh, it involves the Prattville police. They did a really cool thing, the Prattville police did.
Speaking of Prattville, I had over an inch of rain.
Okay. I don't want to one-up you. I've had 1.53 at my house last time.
Wait a minute. Let me look.
Check it again, yeah.
Let me look, because it's been a while. How much did you say you had?
We had 1.13.
The airport had one and a third last time I looked. All right, so here we go. This is live rainfall here, and we're going to go and scroll down and find out. Ah, look at this. I'm at 1.68 on the east side of Montgomery right now.
1.51.
Okay. All right. Good deal.
So I come in last.
Well, yeah, but you haven't checked it in it.
This is true.
Yeah, it's been raining, yeah.
And they're busy looking after Manchester Winnie, so I'm not going to...
Of course.
...send a text. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. We got your local news. And yes, Virginia, there will be a Santa Claus and a convoluted introduction to random facts. Really convoluted.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks. Alabama Power is responding to power outages from last night's severe weather. About 880 customers are without power in Dallas, Perry, Elmore, and Chilton counties. Crews are standing by to begin power restoration work this morning as soon as it's safe to do so. Meanwhile, crews worked throughout the night surveying the damage in Marengo County after a likely tornado touchdown last night. Close to a dozen homes were damaged in the Saltwell community right outside of Demopolis. In news across Alabama, family and friends of Anaya Blanchard are coming together to celebrate her life with a public memorial service this Saturday at Faith Chapel in Birmingham. The 19-year-old was kidnapped in Auburn and reported missing in October. Her remains found nearly a month later in a wooded area in Macon County. The service starts at noon, but will also be streamed on Faith Chapel's Facebook and website. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It's that time of year to celebrate the season with the greatest Christmas movie of all time. It's A Die Hard Christmas.
Wreck the halls of Nakatomi Plaza. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay.
Bring your family to the coast. Get together, have a few laughs with A Die Hard Christmas.
All the bad guys will be destroyed by a wisecracking barefoot cowboy. John McClane is coming to town.
What better way to share the joy of the season than watching Bruce Willis annihilate Christmas terrorists?
You're the mean one, Mr. Gruber. A formidable foe. You ruined the office party, and you really have to go, Mr. Gruber. Why don't you take a walk out, eh? 13th floor window.
A die-hard Christmas.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com, WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam with Blue Water Broadcasting Sales. And you know what? I hope this is going to be the merriest and the happiest new year you've ever had. Please be careful and remember the reason of the season from all of us right here at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Disney's new series, The Mandalorian, has taken even the most casual Star Wars fan by storm, especially with the introduction of the adorable Baby Yoda character. And now, coming soon to The Mandalorian, Baby Darth Vader.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Yes, it's everyone's favorite Dark Lord of the Sith in his pre-teen years. You know, before he got his legs chopped off and set on fire.
I'm your father. I'll explain later.
And just to make sure you can't forget about him, there's a new lovable kids song.
Baby Darth. Baby Darth.
Baby Darth Vader. Coming soon to The Mandalorian. Watch it or die.
And now,
when it comes to Star Wars, Jay is the Master Vader of them all, but he also does... sucks.
That was a long one.
Oh, he also does...
Should I do it?
If you want to.
Want to?
Hang on. Okay, we're ready.
It's a lot of words.
And now,
when it comes to Star Wars, Jay is the Master Vader. He also does
random.
There you go.
Awesome.
That's the way it was supposed to sound the first time.
Just had to be quicker.
It's just kind of been a slow morning, really. It's just kind of been a draggy thing.
It has. Not much sleep with doggy issues at home. Nasty weather with him. And you work all day. So we apologize. We'll call this the Stunad Show today.
Yay.
We'll get in there. Did you know reindeer and caribou are the same animal?
Really?
Yeah. Also a little known fact, or maybe it isn't a little known fact. Maybe it's a well-known fact. I didn't know about it, so it's little known to me. Most deer, or in most deer species, only the males grow the antlers, but reindeer and caribou are exceptions in that females also grow antlers.
Yeah, we found that out yesterday, right?
Did we?
Yeah,
that was in, but what?
It was in your Tooth or Baloney.
That's right. That's right.
I was probably watching the Top Gun
trailer. I'm surprised you remember that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Hey, so is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Caribou?
Yeah, reindeer and caribou. The males of that species, they lose their antlers in the winter, and the females lose their antlers in the summer.
I'm shocked.
Did you know the first person to cycle around the globe? His name was Thomas Stevens, and he did this between 1884 and 1886. He packed only socks, a spare shirt, a raincoat, and a revolver. And he cycled on a penny farthing.
Boy, oh boy, was he stinky when he's done, right?
Think about it. The penny farthing, those are the really big wheel, tiny wheel.
I never knew what it was called.
Yeah.
He had limited clothes with him to change into.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
Socks, a spare shirt, and a revolver, plus a raincoat. Did you know that a man who tried, and I don't know if this is in the, I haven't finished this season, season three of The Crown? But what year does season three take place? What's the era? Do you remember, Rich?
Is season three the latest?
It's the one that took a nice big time jump.
Yeah, we're in the 1960s.
60s, okay. Because this talks about the man who tried to kidnap Princess Anne in 1974... is still locked away in a psychiatric hospital, in quotes here, at Her Majesty's pleasure, 45 years after the incident. Huh. Still in that hospital.
Hmm.
A lot of weirdness in the royal family.
My gosh, they're so dysfunctional.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Although, honestly, it seems like, at least in the first two seasons of The Crown, it seemed like she was the only one who was practically normal.
Oh, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
She was a pretty amazing 20-ish person.
Yeah.
I mean, very smart, very articulate.
Again, I haven't gone into this season three here after the big time jump, but she just seems so grounded compared to everybody else around her.
Right.
The term at Her Majesty's pleasure is the official language used for any prison resident. And this guy is on an indeterminate sentence due to mental illness. Did you know Australia, may not be a shock here, but Australia has the highest skin cancer rate in the world? With 2 in 3 Australians will be diagnosed with skin cancer by the time they are 70 years old.
Wow.
That's an amazingly high frequency. I'll never forget, I went to see Dr. Heron. Before I even had a conversation with him, he walked into the room and looked at me and said, "So how long did you live in Florida?"
Right.
They know.
Right.
He knew.
They know.
He knew. Did you know, and you probably do know this, you probably know the name, Rogers Hornsby.
Sure.
Yeah.
St. Louis Cardinals great.
He never went to movies or read books. He was convinced that doing things like that would harm a batter's eyesight.
Well, he certainly had eyesight worth protecting. I mean, he hit over 400 a couple of times.
He still holds the second highest career batting average in MLB history at...
It's not over 4, is it?
It's not.
I'm going to guess 372?
It's 358. He holds the second highest.
Second highest.
I don't know the first, but...
Ty Cobb?
Possibly. Although here, looking in the comments here, the
358? Is that what did you say?
Yeah, 358 is the second highest. Somebody says he was obviously a fantastic player, but comparing batting averages from this era against players after this era is completely useless because pitching is an arms race that went to a much higher level post-World War II. It's gone absolutely nuclear in the past decade. A pitcher in the time of Ty Cobb wasn't pitching 90 to 100 mile an hour fastballs like they are nowadays. So hitters were facing pitchers who were throwing much slower balls.
Yeah, but why did it take 30 years to break Babe Ruth's record?
Yeah. If you hopped in a time machine, picked up Ty Cobb, and dropped him in a major league batter's box today, without any kind of training or just sort of that being amongst it, he'd stand no chance. Pitchers are pitching over, what does it say? Nowadays, starting pitchers are on a five-game rotation and still having careers cut short by crippling injuries and difficult surgeries. In the 10s and 20s, when Ty was playing, the hardest-working pitchers were throwing over 300 to 350 innings pitched per year.
Well, sure, there were pitchers that won 41 games.
Right.
Today, I made it to the sixth inning. I need a rotation.
Yeah, how many pitchers finish a game now? Gosh, not many. Not many. How many? You know, that's
the Yankees got Garrett Cole, $325 million.
He better finish a game.
They better be in the World Series this year. That's all I got to say. I'm against the Braves. Why not? If you guys get Josh Donaldson.
That's true.
Let's talk about the food outlet. Gift certificate will be given away with our $10 food outlet pop quiz question. And this is the last day for the current specials, which includes T-bone steaks at $4.96 a pound. Let me tell you something. They had mountains because they're on sale for $1.88 a pound. Boneless chicken breast tenders. Highly recommended by dogs in this room and at my house. So easy, especially like for me, with a little few Brussels sprouts, a little honey mustard sauce. Man, they're just so good. Throw some cricket dust on them before you toss them on the grill. That's more than enough flavor. $1.88 a pound. I bought six packages of those for less than $19. It was like $3.05 a package.
And they're huge.
They are. They're big. Folgers Coffee, the big red can, $6.34 right now at Food Outlet. And you get a family size. Is this 90 ounce? Am I reading that? Yeah, 90 ounce. Family size Stouffer's Lasagna, $10.95. 2 liter bottles of all Coke products are 99 cents. And everything in the stores cost plus 10. You will save real dollars every time you do your big weekly grocery shop at Food Outlet with locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook, Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, and, of course, on Main Street, west of 31 in the preferred community. David, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
The average starting pitcher in the Major League lasts 5.1 innings.
5.1? All right.
Yep.
I wonder how many finished. I wonder how many games were finished by a pitcher in 2019.
I would imagine not many.
Very few. That'd be very few. All right.
Very, very few. I mean, you know, they that 100 pitch deal. You know, and that's people like, you know, Yu Darvish with the Cubs with his huge, you know, contract that he has because he strikes so many people out. You know, he's throwing 100 pitches easily in five innings. So, you know, he generally doesn't even last five innings, make it through five innings.
You are correct, sir. David, we got to run. We appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
Got to get traffic on, and then we're coming back for part two of Random Facts.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, nasty day out there to drive, but we have school zones in effect. Watch out for the buses and the kids. Moderate to heavy traffic on I-65 and 85. If you're on 85 southbound, merging to 65 northbound, we still have an accident off on the right side of the road right at the merge there. Coming in from Prattville on 65 southbound, it is slow going and a backup already before the Northern Boulevard because of a disabled vehicle off on the right side of the road. We have heavy traffic all over Montgomery now. Please be careful out there. Rain is going to stay with us. Buckle up, slow down, and remember, lights on when it's raining. Want a career in automotive collision repair? Trenum State now offers classes Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call John Beckingham at Trenum State, 420-4333. The College for Real Careers, that's Trenum State. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, folks. Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Angels for the Elderly is a specialty and memory care community in the heart of Montgomery. We have a knowledgeable team with many years of experience dedicated to serving those battling Alzheimer's disease or other memory-related diseases. Angels for the Elderly is a faith-inspired community that also provides one-of-a-kind programs centered around our residents and their individual personalities.
My name is Rob. My mom moved to Angels about 2 years ago. She's become involved in the many social activities offered at Angels. One of the highlights of Mom's Week is having her hair done by the on-site beautician and having her nails done by the staff. If you're looking for a specialty care facility for yourself or for a loved one, I would encourage you to contact the staff at Angel.
You can find out more about Angels for the Elderly and our home-like environments at angelsfortheelderly.com, find us on Facebook, or by calling 334-270-8050 to schedule your tour today. Angels for the Elderly. Compassion is at the heart of our care.
Available now, it's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 on BamaHalfOff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their six meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your Bama half-off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch, available now while they last, at BamaHalfOff.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, back to Jay. He's boxed up six more.
Random. Hey, good job. Good job. Did you know the generic term dumpster for a large mobile trash container was once a trademarked product name? It was a combination of dump and Dempster, thanks to the Dempster brothers, whose company introduced the Dempster dumpster in the 1930s.
I still hear people call them Dempsey dumpsters.
I've never heard it before.
So it's like Kleenex, right?
They gave up the trademark only in 2015.
Oh.
But you're exactly right. It was like Velcro, Kleenex,
right.
Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Where it's a product name, but everybody...
Q-tip.
Yep. Did you know White Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Winter Wonderland, the Christmas song I'll Be Home for Christmas, plus the melody for Old Holy Night were all written or co-written by Jewish people?
Yeah, that I did not know.
Yeah.
I had heard that, and one of the big Christmas albums of the last... 10 years was Neil Diamond, who is Jewish.
Right, yeah. Did you know airline companies have had to redesign their seats due to cell phones being crushed and catching fire in flights after falling down the seat?
Oh, catching fire now. Really?
Yeah, it's a situation where... There has to be a kind of like a flow through so that anything that gets stuck in the cushion or doesn't get stuck but falls into the cushion will fall out.
Right.
So it just doesn't sit there and then become a fire hazard.
Oh, be darned. Huh.
So it'll all fall to the floor.
Interesting.
And then they can find it. Did you know Festivus? Yeah. Was a real holiday tradition started and celebrated by a guy named Daniel O'Keefe. O'Keefe. He was an author and a writer who also worked as an editor for the Reader's Digest. His son, Dan O'Keefe became a writer for Seinfeld and included his father's holiday into the show.
How about that? And Festivus is supposed to be what specifically, though? I forget.
Something about what? Where you air your grievances and...
Oh, okay.
It's celebrated on December 23rd as an alternative to the pressures and commercialism of the Christmas season. The non-commercial includes a Festivus dinner, an unadorned aluminum Festivus pole. Practices such as the airing of grievances and feats of strength and the labeling of easily explainable events as Festivus miracles. It has been described both as a parody holiday festival and as a form of playful consumer resistance. It's the perfect theme for an all-inclusive December gathering on December 23rd.
Okie dokie.
Which is what, Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Festivus. And so Sunday will be Festivus Eve.
Yes, it will. Yeah. We'll leave out the I don't know what for Santa. Did you know, and I didn't know this, but the U.S. Coast Guard can search any and all vessels in U.S. waters and U.S. flagships in international waters without a warrant or probable cause.
Right.
So they have that authority.
Mm-hmm.
If they're in international waters.
In U.S. waters as well.
Oh, in U.S. waters. That's kind of surprising.
Yeah, they can do that without any warrant or probable cause. U.S. waters and U.S. ships that are in international waters. Obviously, they can't do it on foreign ships that are in international waters.
Right.
But yeah. And finally, have you ever heard the term murmuration?
Murmuration.
Murmuration. If you haven't heard of the term, you've probably, and I know you have, Greg, and probably anybody else around here, have witnessed the event. It is a phenomenon that results when hundreds, sometimes thousands, of starlings fly in swooping, intricately coordinated patterns through the sky. It is called murmuration.
I believe those are the birds that...
I believe they are, too. I know what you're talking about.
And it's one of the most amazing things. You can set your watch by the time they depart in the morning from that... Terry Adams used to hang out in that place. I can't remember the name of it. And then they come back. I think they listen to the show going both ways.
On their apps?
Yeah, on their little Starling bird apps. It's pretty amazing because literally, as far as you can see to the west and east, it's... got hundreds and hundreds of yards of nothing but those little birds squawking and making a lot of racket. But here's the thing. They all seem to know where they're going.
Yeah. Right. And sometimes they'll do this weird thing where...
they move it.
They'll move in these...
Real quick. And they're all in sync.
They're completely in sync.
It's amazing.
Like, they've been coordinating this. They've been at the high school gym practicing
why
on the floor.
Why did they just turn? Why did they just do that?
And kick, one, two, three, and turn, and move. Okay, those are your random facts.
All right, these two are going to
combobulate?
They're going to, you know, come up with a pop quiz question.
Congeal?
Congeal a pop quiz question. Worth $10 free shopping at Food Outlet. Let me take a moment, please, to remind you of the great inventory. In fact, if you've got a new driver, you're planning on surprising them with their own vehicle. There are three values at Jack Ingram's signature used cars under $5,000. And these cars are all beautiful, all in mint condition, yet under the $5,000 mark. 2009 Ford Focus, beautiful. A 2012 Suzuki SX4 and a 2012 Nissan Altima, only $4,700. These cars look incredible. They've got great vehicle histories. They don't put cars out there that have been in bad wrecks. The interior is well-maintained, but most importantly, the Ingram mechanics have been under the hood and have signed off so they can put the Jack Ingram signature on the back end of the vehicle as one that has been thoroughly vetted. So shop with confidence. See Tip Tames and his team, 235 Northeastern Bypass or jackingram.com, and this is the year we made our sixth purchase from Tip. So I never send you to a place where I'm not willing to spend my own money. And we have done very, very well by them. Jack Ingram, signature used cars. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for that aforementioned $10 Food Outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Going to go back into earlier random facts part one of the morning. We talked about a place that has the highest skin cancer rate in the world. What place was this?
All right. That's a layup to me, but that's fine. That's what we need right now. 272-9228. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins that $10 Food Outlet gift certificate at 736.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
And this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery right now. On I-65 southbound, we have a disabled vehicle, then an accident on the right shoulder of I-65 southbound just before the Northern Boulevard. It's a close pass by the accident in that right-hand lane. Folks are slowing down really slowly. Any other lane is a better choice, just saying. At the merge, 85 southbound to 65 northbound, we still have those vehicles off on the right side of the road from an accident earlier this morning. Use caution there. We are very busy all over the city. It is still raining. Buckle up, slow down, lights on, and be careful out there. Get ready for Christmas at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, it's time to find an answer to our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question, and we go to Brenda. Brenda,
hey, Brenda.
Good morning.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
How are you?
I am good. What is this country that has the highest
skin cancer rate in the world?
Australia.
That is it.
Correct.
You got it.
G'day, mate. So you have won $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. Good for you.
Thank you.
And you'll also be in our end of the week grand prize drawings. You got the Baumhauer's Tailgate to Go package, the Works from Don Duncan, and a $159 value Clark's Club membership.
William B.
Missed it by that much.
Yeah, very close. We were actually calling three, but close, yes. But thanks for trying.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
All righty. And let's see. Hey, Don. Sorry you didn't pick the right line. But
that's okay. I had an idea about the TV show with the lighting.
Yes.
They make a dimmer switch for tools at Harbor Freight for about $15-$20.
Yeah.
But it'll work. It's heavy duty, like full 15 amp. You could hook it through the plug-in on the lights and dim it to your satisfaction.
I should call Mr. Electric in, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you for the suggestion on that. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Bye.
Now, their lights are kind of set to match ours, though, right? So I really couldn't tamper with the lights in here without affecting what they do.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, absolutely. I think
basically,
you're right.
What I'm trying to figure out here is how I fix the lighting in our studio when we do our TV shot so it doesn't look like my head is on fire.
Uh-oh! And you can't do a rheostat out with these kind of lights. You know what I mean?
They're either on or off.
Yeah, it's either. Yeah, that's it.
That is it. There is no.
Broadcasting live from Edison's laboratory.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
There's still been a lot of tornado warnings in extreme southeast Alabama this morning. The risk of severe weather here ended at 4 a.m. with the tornado watch ending. But we still have showers in the area. Although, as I look at the radar at the moment, it looks like the edge of the rain, the back edge of the rain, is moving through central Alabama right now. So pretty soon the rain will be done for the day, and it looks like the temperatures will continue to fall. We've dropped 10 degrees in the last hour. Temperatures will continue to fall. It becomes windy today. In fact, it's windy already, with temperatures falling to the mid-40s by sunset, if not colder. Much colder tonight, overnight low 29 by first thing tomorrow morning. Wind chill factor closer to 20. Tomorrow during the day, we'll barely get to 49. What a big change from yesterday's high of 76. And then back to the 20s again Wednesday night. We're in the mid-50s on Thursday and Friday, and a small chance of showers returns, I think, by Friday night into Saturday. Right now this morning, northwest winds at 16 miles per hour, making 56 degrees seem a lot colder with rain falling out at the airport, 741.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, we're going to do a conundrum. Did I give you the...
We don't like that one. You have the one from yesterday?
I do have the one from yesterday. I was okay with these.
All right.
It's fine.
But we really liked yesterday, didn't we? Yes.
There you go. We didn't use yesterday, so we did Truth or Baloney.
I approve this message.
Okay.
I may hold on to this one for next week when it's just you and me.
That's fine.
That'll be coming up. I have a very important mission.
I won't even listen to that show.
Without Greg? You won't even listen to it?
Right.
Yeah.
I have a very important mission. I'm going to run downstairs to see if it's gotten chillier and windier.
See if the rain has stopped here.
I will do that too, sir. Digital Rain Gauge Boy, first class, reporting back in 3 minutes.
Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Southwest Airlines says it has removed 737 MAX jets from its schedule through April 13th. Boeing is suspending production of its 737 MAX jetliner in January. Danielle Hughes of Divine Capital Markets says this has international implications.
China's global air force has about 20% of these planes. So they're grounding all of those. They're not ordering anymore. They have a lot of them shuttered. And I think that, you know, you're also going to see a lot of pilots who are specifically flying these planes are also going to be grounded.
Bed Bath & Beyond has started a search for new executives. Six senior members of its leadership team are departing. The company is launching a new plan early next year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. You can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. You can try a full 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-424-7125. 1-800-424-7125. 1-800-424-7125.
Only 8 more days to Christmas, and the shopping's still not done. There's no excuse for you being such a lazy bum.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks. Crews worked through the night surveying the damage in Marengo County after a likely tornado touchdown last night. Close to a dozen homes damaged in the Saltwell community right outside of Demopolis. Meanwhile, Alabama Power is responding to outages from the severe weather. About 880 customers are without power in Dallas, Perry, Elmore, and Chilton counties. Crews are standing by to begin power restoration work as soon as it's safe to do so. In news across Alabama, family and friends of Anaya Blanchard are coming together to celebrate her life with a public memorial service this Saturday at Faith Chapel in Birmingham. The 19-year-old was kidnapped in Auburn and reported missing in October. Her remains found nearly a month later in a wooded area in Macon County. The service starts at noon, but will also be streamed on Faith Chapel's Facebook and website. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our management Print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
This is Rick Peters, owner and manager of Blue Water Broadcasting, and I want to take a moment to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Give us a little flavor of what Christmas is like.
Christmas is out of control.
Santa's watching you.
When I sit on an old man's lap and I tell him how naughty I am, I expect to be treated with respect.
Walking out on this fun old-fashioned Christmas.
Time to get your Christmas freak on.
That was our last Christmas call.
Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy.
Homemade presents are how cool families demonstrate how awesome they are.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, look at that commercial for a Tesla. I'm still working on that column called Funny Farm, P-H-A-R-M.
Which song do they use on that one?
I don't know if they use a song on O Tesla, but...
Yeah. I know it's not O-O-O whatever. That's
Ozempic.
Yeah.
And Trilogy. 1, 2, 3, Trilogy.
There was another one that did a Fleetwood Mac song that I heard.
Go Your Own Way. That I is Noro. It must work. I remember all this stuff. I'm just glad I don't need the damn medicine.
I love Volkswagen, though. Turn around.
That was a brilliantly done.
Well, it's a great idea.
I wonder if that didn't inspire some sales on that.
Yeah.
Because it's so well done. And the song still plays kind of well, you know?
It's going to be on, you'll be gone, but it'll air next week, that song, on the Song of the Day.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. You guys can always call me.
Oh, wait a minute. It might air this week. You might be here. I don't know.
I haven't looked into the future. There,
I might be here, but I might not be all there. What was that?
That is a lack of sleep. That is being in this building since 10 p.m.
Yeah.
That is what that just was.
Almost 10 hours. Simba. News Talk, 93.1 FM. By the way, the rain is down to a drizzle, but the wind is getting higher.
And Leon is getting larger.
You guessed the time for today's Animal Stories. Talked it up all my big...
Very nice.
Big self. Thanks, boss. I learned it all from you.
Good.
Rich Thomas, School of Broadcasting student. All right, I'm going to spend a little time on a very personal matter here to thank everybody who's been checking in on my little manch, to Winnie, my little hench, my boobin' a manch. Last Friday, Kate Armstrong removed a malignant tumor from the back end of his body, got it out, and we were shocked and stunned at how quickly, given... You know how significant this procedure was, how quickly he rebounded. Unfortunately,
his energy was too much.
He tried to do too much, and had to go back yesterday. He had to go under again, too.
Oh, jeez.
But they're the best, Montgomery Veterinary. And I just hope and pray each and every one of you and your pets never have to have double stitches where he's got his. But that's the only way to prevent.
You told me, and I squirmed.
Yeah. Yeah, you should all have a squirm in Hershey's honor at the moment. But, again, last night, he reminded me of me because he was walking into rooms, and it looked like he had forgotten why he walked in. Or he'd pick up his ball, but he wasn't sure why. He's pretty cute, actually. So Hanshamum is back home, and he's doing well. And I'm glad so many of you care. A real animal story here. Well, yeah, because Hershey's more of a personal story. This one involves a California bear Drivers stopped in traffic outside a national park in California captured the video of a bear that climbed onto the back of a car in front of her. Taylor Hawkins said she was stopped in a long line of vehicles outside Sequoia and Kings Canyon Park. That's with the big trees. When the bear wandered into the road and climbed up into the trunk. Hawkins' video shows the bear linger for a moment on the trunk before jumping down and then kind of wandering off. But that's something you never hear about in California, stop traffic, right? I'd stop and watch a bear.
Yeah.
Those are your animal stories. At 7:51, 9 minutes before the top of the hour, I want to draw your attention to the best real estate yenta in the United States. His name is Eddie Bader. I refer to him that because yentas are matchmakers of sorts. And Eddie, when it comes to matching people interested in buying or renting a property with people who have properties to rent or sell, there is nobody better. But we have to focus on what makes the man tick. He needs listings. He needs your listing. When you're going to sell your house or you need to rent it, you don't want to hear about weeks and months. You want to hear somebody who's going to be on the job immediately. A lot of the gift of what Eddie Bader does so well is his ability to display and show off a home properly. Awesome photographer. Really gives you the breadth and scope of a property. And he is monitoring the market continuously. So he will get people in to see your home. The market is percolating. So if you want somebody who literally works at 24-7, give Eddie a call at the Goodson Group, 322-0662. Above and beyond the fact that he is a great guy and a lot of fun to work with, you know you'll have somebody who is dedicated to getting your property bought, sold, or rented. Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group, 322-0662. Give him your listing today.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, re-gifter, isn't that the mixer that you got for me? Especially, I bought it off late night TV. Hey, re-gifter, I'm so mad, mister. Did you think that I'd forget?
Oh. Something about that song that makes you want to listen to Kiss 96.1. All right, we have a $10 Siva Bistro gift card we would like to give away to the winner of this conundrum.
All right, I'm ready.
Think back to yesterday. It was Monday.
Okay.
People are more likely to do this on a Monday than any other day of the week.
Gosh, I forget.
People are more likely to do this on a Monday than any other day of the week. So what is this? This is...
Not that.
Yeah, you remember this one, right?
Yeah, from yesterday. I just couldn't think back to yesterday.
So our number is 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Again, people are more likely to do this on a Monday than any other day of the week. Morning Maroon nominees, including somebody I want to thank... The listener, I've got it right here, Suzanne Booth, who sent this to me yesterday. We have a real local.
Prattville Morning Maroon?
Yes. And she said this should be a Morning Maroon, and it's a good one.
There you go.
So let's get to the phones now and see if we can find a winner on this conundrum. And we start with Andy.
All right. Is it Look for New Town?
Look for a new job.
That's good.
Excellent guest, just not the winner.
What did you say yesterday?
No, didn't we say?
Said on Monday. On Monday.
That was in the show.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'm sorry. Now you hate us. We don't want that.
Say it again.
Oh, they're gone.
Gabby B.
Yeah, that hurts. Teresa.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. What do you think? What is this thing people are more likely to do on Monday than any other day of the week?
It's have a heart attack.
Oh.
That may be true.
That might be.
Thank you.
But this is more, that a heart attack is sort of like, it happens. Who's talk? Who's this?
People are hanging up on you.
Yeah, they are. What did I do? What can I fix to make it better? Debbie.
Yeah, calling sick.
Let's try that one inside. Calling in sick to work?
That's yes. It. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Way to go, Dubers.
Congratulations.
You have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card headed your way if you'll hold on for a moment.
We already got
away. Jay will be right with you.
Thank you.
And the day after the Super Bowl, too. Well, that's a Monday, too. But
I've said this before. They'll never do it because it makes
no
sense.
Roll it into
the President's Day.
Yeah.
Holiday, move it up.
Yeah.
If it's President's Day, there's no point in being the third Monday.
Yeah.
So move it up. So that's a scheduled Monday. I'll play the game on Sunday, and then everybody who can't watch a football game without having 80 beers will have a day off to get better. Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, what an amazing company. They take on the toughest challenges with folks who have caught life's toughest break. They are mentally aware and functional, but an accident, a cruel twist of fate, has cost them mobility to some extent. And what Gulf States Mobility does is take these situations, assess, and then begin the process of choice restoration, something they've been doing for a long, long time. They have a wall full of awards to show for, but that's not why they do it. They don't do it for the praise. They do it because, well, they serve our wounded heroes who have sustained battle injuries and are facing a long rehab. Basically, the idea being people come home to the house they love. It should be there and user-friendly and accessible for them and not present further risk to the injury so that people have a chance to recover. People who were told they'd never drive again now can because of the VIM vehicles, one of the best uses of digital technology I've ever heard. You now get behind the wheel and take back control of their own schedule and get rid of the feeling of dependency, because those are the things that really make a person sick. They work with the human spirit for the best possible outcome. Their number is 514-6590. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka, Gulf States Mobility. Fox News in 2.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. I-65 southbound, a disabled vehicle, and then just past that, an accident on the right side of the road, I-65 southbound, just before the Northern Boulevard. It is a close pass by the accident in the right-hand lane. Any other lane is a better choice. I-65 is backed up past 143 at Millbrook. At the merge, if you're merging